Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we are going to get a preview look at the Agricultural Relations Council annual meeting. That's coming up this week. I will be there in Charleston, South Carolina, and I have with me on the program this week the president of ARC, as we know it, the Ag Relations Council, Mace Thornton. And Mace, you're president of ARC, as I said here. What are your first thoughts on how things are going, looking ahead at this year's meeting?
Well, Chuck, I appreciate the call, and things are really still looking up very well for the Ag Relations Council. We are in a resurgent mode. Our membership is on the rise, and we are looking at having probably one of the bigger meetings that we've had in recent memory at our meeting this week in Charleston.
Well, I know that, like you said, that we're kind of in this resurgent is a good word, but it's basically, helping rebuild ARC to hopefully an organizational level that it has enjoyed in the past. The organization has been around for quite some time. And so we know that we're going to have more folks coming to the annual meeting this year. That sounds great. Let's look at the program for a second. I think we've got a number of things going that starts, of course, with a board meeting, but maybe a little bit of a review of some of the activities or sessions that we're going to have at this meeting.
Absolutely. We start off very strongly. Our first session right out of the box on Thursday, March 22nd, right after lunch, is a panel discussion with Don Lipton, who is Executive Director of Public Relations for the American Farm Bureau. And Don is also involved in some of the Communications Committee process for a group called the United States Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. And that is a big umbrella group of a lot of different agricultural organizations that have come together with the goal of increasing agriculture and farmers and ranchers' share of voice in our national conversation that we're having about food and agriculture these days. Mm-hmm. Another participant on that panel is Carla Mudd. Carla will be there speaking about the Illinois Farm Family Coalition Program, and that's all about reaching out to consumers, empowering the voice of farmers and ranchers, and giving them the tools and know-how that they need to really get out there and have those quality, in-depth conversations that stick with consumers and help have just a real impact on what they think about food production and the families that grow that food.
Well, that definitely sounds like we're going to get some good insights there, because right after that session, we move into, I'm just looking at the program here, mommy blogging. I know that there has been a lot of discussion within the ag community of how you outreach to consumers, and with blogging being what it is today, you've got a lot of individuals out there that have their own followings, and that certainly includes moms who probably have a lot to say about the kind of food that is brought into the household, for example. So we kind of roll right through that into another session, and the program actually goes on for another day or so. Just maybe a couple of the other highlights you see coming up in the program this year.
Sure, Chuck. I think one of the highlights is that mommy blogging program you just talked about. When we look at what we need to do to reach out in a formal way as public relations professionals, mommy blogging, bloggers who are out there who are talking about food, talking about agriculture, the outreach efforts, the formal outreach efforts that we have here are very much in line with our traditional media relations outreach. So, bloggers are a little bit different animal, but still we consider their contribution to the conversation important enough that we actually take a lot of formal outreach steps to reach them, just like we do with the mainstream regular members of the news media. So it'll be interesting to see some of the thoughts that they bring to the table during that session. We also have a guest speaker who is Doug Fisher. He is a senior lecturer at the University of South Carolina's College of Mass Communications. He's going to be coming in. He's going to talk a little bit about blogging. He's going to be talking about maybe the latest school of thought when it comes to messaging. Is it necessary to reach audiences? Or do we provide people, our farmers and ranchers in particular, just give them kind of general empowerment overall, let them tell their stories, and rely on that conversation to make the connection with the consumer. In Charleston, it's a great city. We are very fortunate to have some support on the ground there from some of the contacts that I know personally with the South Carolina Farm Bureau. And we have a great tour on tap for the participants in the meeting. We are going to be going to the nation's largest tea plantation. Never been to a tea plantation. Looking forward to doing that. We're also going to be going to see some of the fine ag research facilities of Clemson University. And, you know, agritourism is a big part of what a lot of our people do these days. We're going to be stopping to see some of that in action at Irvin Vineyards and Distillery. So overall, that tour is going to be a very interesting part of the meeting as well.
It sounds like we've got a pretty full agenda that is more than just sitting in a classroom listening to the teacher. And so it's always nice to get out and about, especially on a farm. And, you know, that's one of the things that I've liked of some other meetings that we attend over the course of a year, is having that opportunity. And then everything ends with the Golden Arc Awards. These have been resurrected as part of the whole, revival of the Ag Relations Council. But that program, as I understand it, in terms of the number of entries, has been on the increase here, right?
It has been, and this is the third competition since we brought it back, and it has gotten bigger each time. So we're very certainly that's going to be having that award ceremony is going to be kind of one of the highlights of our meeting, and that's going to be kind of our close. But I wanted to also mention that we have, as an organization, we decided last year to look at some of the people who have come before us, or some of the people who are still out there making a really big contribution to the area of agricultural public relations. And that's what ARC is all about. ARC is the organization that fully focuses on the profession of agricultural public relations. It's a good chance to compare notes and talk about some of the shared challenges that we all have out there when we are helping communicate about agriculture today and helping provide an environment for our farmers and ranchers that they can better tell their story and better make those connections with consumers. But we have established a Hall of Fame program, and we're calling it the Agricultural Public Relations Hall of Fame. It is sponsored by AgriMarketing Magazine, and we have a couple of people who we have identified through our nomination and committee process. Lyle Orwig, who is still a big part of agricultural public relations at Charleston Orwig, and Don Lurch, who was one of the founding members of the Agriculture Relations Council many years ago. We are looking forward to having both of those gentlemen at the meeting and having them be our first inductees to our Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I can't remember when I saw Don last, but have certainly spent a lot of time with him over the years, and really look forward to that opportunity. So we're going to have this posted before the meeting starts this week. There's still a couple days left. If somebody just decides, you know, I got time, I'd love to go to Charleston. I've never been there. It is a really historic and beautiful area. I've been there a few times, and really, it's just a neat place to go and visit. So if somebody wants to, they can probably still go to agrelationscouncil.org is the website, and it is clear there where you can register. Or, you know, if you just want to pop in and see us later this week, I'm sure we could handle that too.
And Chuck, one thing that I would like to say for all of our friends out there who are involved with Twitter, mm-hmm. we will be using a hashtag during the meeting, so hope you will follow us. The hashtag will be ARC12. For people who want to kind of stay up to date, who don't have a chance to go to the mm-hmm. meeting, but who want to see some of the activities that we're going to be participating in.
Well, I got a feeling, knowing some of the folks that are going to be there, that we will have some hopefully massive tweeting going on in order to help get that message out there and tweak some interest so that for when it comes around to 2013, we even have a bigger ARC annual meeting. I guess just last thing before we go here, if you could make a comment on what you see here for this, coming year, next year, for ARC. I mean, what are some of the goals and objectives at this point? Because I know that there were some initial membership goals, and I think those were reached, is what I remember hearing.
Yes, we did reach our membership goal this year. We are hoping that by the end of this calendar year, that we will be back to the point to having 100 members. And that may not sound like a lot to some people involved in other larger organizations, but, you know, I think whenever you have an organization that caters to one specific segment of a profession, agricultural public relations, you know, it's very specialized. Mm-hmm. It's given us an opportunity to really rebuild this organization, and everybody who has played a part in that can take pride in the fact, you know, we're very close to making that 100 member milestone. Another thing that we have looked at is we have created an additional interest in developing members for the future. And the way to do that is to reach out and look at students at the university level. Warren Clark, who is a member, has sponsored a number of young agricultural communicators at the university level to come in and be members of our organization. And we also are looking at other ways, a scholarship program, other things like of that nature, to really bring in young communicators who are dedicated to, who not only are good communicators, but have somewhat of a cause, you know, who understand that agriculture is an important part of this nation and want to be a part of that.
Great. Well, we are going to find out how it all comes out, because I'm sure we'll have a chance to visit again at next year's convention, but I'm looking forward to this one right now. And like I said, to learn more, you can go to agrelationscouncil.org. I want to thank you very much, Mace, for being able to talk with me here, and looking forward to a great meeting this week.
So, my Chuck, I think, you know, as all parts of the country have been having warmer weather this spring, early, it's not even spring yet, is it? But it's going to be, you know, we're going to be in South Carolina, real close to the water, and, you know, it's going to be warm. It's going to be nice. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, Mace. That is our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.